Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how we do things here? We take one fascinating topic and really dig in, right?
That's right, a real deep dive.
Exactly. And today, we're all about sports psychology, specifically the incredible work of Daniel E.P. Smith.
This is a guy with a story. I mean, before he was helping athletes with their mental game, he was right there in the thick of it.
Wait, really? Fill me in.
Yeah, he was a competitive hockey goalie, like serious dedication. But then, bam, three knee surgeries forced him to retire.
Oof, three knee surgeries. I can't even imagine. That must have been a turning point for him.
Totally. It kind of makes you think, what happens when your body betrays you like that?
Like, how do you pick yourself up after something like that?
It's got to be a mental battle as much as a physical one. Some people might just give up after something like that, but not Daniel.
Clearly not, right?
No way. The guy goes on to get not one, but TWO degrees, both summa cum laude, psychology, neuroscience, the whole nine yards.
Whoa, hold on. Summa cum laude for both. That's
Yeah.
like top of the top. This wasn't just about getting by. This was about mastering the material.
Exactly. This guy was driven. And get this, he didn't just focus on the brain. He studied behavior, sociology, health, mental health.
Whoa. So he was looking at the whole picture, right?
Yeah.
Not just the mind in isolation, but how it all connects to the body and the world around us.
Exactly. And that really comes through in his work as a therapist. He helps people with stress, anxiety, the usual suspects. But he also delves into self-esteem, motivation, concentration.
It's like a whole toolbox for building mental resilience, no matter what you're facing in life.
Right. He doesn't just treat athletes. He helps people unlock their full potential,
Yeah.
whether they're on the field or, just trying to navigate daily life.
This is making me think about something. Have you ever noticed how some athletes just seem to have this it factor?
Totally. That in the zone feeling, like everything just clicks. It's amazing to watch.
It is. Do you think that's something you can actually learn, though? Or is it just some
Oof.
people have it and some don't?
Well, that's where Daniel's work gets really fascinating. He believes anyone can tap into that state of flow. And one of his key techniques, mindful movement.
Mindful movement. Okay, I'm intrigued. Break that down for me. What is that?
It's kind of like a blend of physical exercise and focused attention. It's about helping athletes become aware of their bodies and their emotions, like really tuning in.
So it's not just about training your muscles, it's about training your mind too.
Absolutely. Think about it. When the pressure's on, how often do we get caught up in those negative thought spirals? That inner critic starts saying, you can't do this, and before you know it, you're choking.
Ugh, tell me about it. Sometimes my own head is my worst enemy.
Right. But with mindful movement, you learn to recognize those thoughts and feelings without letting them take over. You develop this mental space, this ability to step back and choose how you want to respond, even in the heat of the moment.
Wow. I can see how that would be huge, not just for athletes, but for anyone facing high-pressure situations.
Exactly. And the thing that really struck me about Daniel, he doesn't just talk the talk, he walks the walk.
Meaning.
This guy is constantly learning. Even with all his degrees, he's still taking courses in sports psychology, keeping up with the latest research.
He's like the forever student, always pushing himself to be better.
It's that competitive spirit, right? He's applying it to his own growth and development so he can be the best possible resource for his clients.
So, after this deep dive, what's the big takeaway? What do we want our listeners to walk away with today?
Think about your own life, your goals, your dreams. What's holding you back? Is it a lack of skill, or is it that voice in your head saying, you're not good enough?
Oh, I think a lot of us struggle with that inner critic.
Right. And that's where the power of sports psychology comes in. It teaches us that we have more control over our minds than we think. We can train our minds just like we train our bodies, build mental resilience, and achieve things we never thought possible.
That's pretty inspiring stuff.
And who knows? Maybe some of our listeners will be inspired to try out this mindful movement thing for themselves.
Maybe they'll even discover their own hidden talents and strengths they never knew they had. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of sports psychology. We hope you learned something new and maybe even got a little bit inspired. Until next time, keep exploring.